Jackson kicks and deals. And this ball is gone. Wow. What a shot off the bat of Soler. That one sails way over the bullpens. A no doubt about it shot by Jorge Soler. His 10th home run of the season. The 201st of his career. And he puts LA on top 10-8.
Hicksy knew it right off the bat, and right off the bat, this is the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ. DFW Sports Station is 105.3 The Fan, in case anybody asks you. Bobby Belt out on vacation. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. We are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. The Angels get 3 in the 8th. Mike Trout hits 2 himself, and the Angels take this one 11-8 in Cali.
Yeah, the not the best performance Luke Jackson has ever had. Not his best.
Tolo Mike said DFA him before he reaches back to the dugout. Get him up out.
Don't allow him on that plane to Houston.
4 hits, 3 earned. His record falls to 2-5.
Look, when you score 8 runs, you got to win that baseball game. Imagine putting up 41 in a football game and losing. You just can't lose.
It's a nice start. It's a 3-0 start. And then Kumar gets all discombobulated as the Angels strike back. Rocker ends up with 4 1/3, 6 earned, with 3 home runs given up.
Yeah, and the home run is key in this because the ball, Bassick's talked about this, and we've known this for years. If you just follow baseball, like, the ball does not travel well at night in California. None of the stadiums, for the most part. And which makes what Bonds did so impressive, by the way. But
wink, wink.
Yeah, right. But just to see the ball fly out of there, I mean, you know, they were serving up some meatballs. And they just were. I mean, that pitch of Soler was as mid of a pitch as you could find. And to miss your spot against Mike Trout, low middle plate, right? Low middle. So knee high.
And where's he like him?
Knee high, middle of the plate. Like, you want to get him out up. You know, he has the way he's got that classic swing.
Looks like a tee shot.
Mm-hmm. He got that classic swing. And you know, when he goes and he gets a ball knee high over the plate, you are tempting fate. Still, I mean, you know, he's not the same player that he once was, but he's still good enough to get you. And he did.
Rangers, Angels are not finished with their series. It will go down again. No afternoon games in this series. So bad news for KNC and G-Bag.
Yeah, no, they got to work a whole day. You know, we're the ones that actually get hurt here.
Yeah.
You know, they get hurt because they got to work. We get hurt because, I mean, these games, I mean, that game last night, I mean, that was like 11:30.
22 hits.
That was a three-hour game last night.
22 hits in that game.
That's too much. That's too much. Let me see the exact game time on that. I didn't catch the whole game time, but it was like 11:30 when this thing was over. Why did they start at 8:38, by the way?
Yeah.
What a random time. why can't they just start at 8:05?
Yeah.
I don't know.
8 o'clock pregame, 8:38 first pitch this evening right here on 105.3 The Fan.
2:56, 2 hours, 56 minutes. That's too long in today's game. You know, we're now, see, this is the 4-day work week. We're going to complain about it. We're adjusted to 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Still surprising it wasn't over 3. Yeah. For all those runs and all those hits. A wild game to go along with a wild morning. I've never taken so many exits and side roads. I heard the radio update. 30, take Dolphin, shut down here, shut down there. Did you get it driving in from Rockwall?
No, so it gets a little slowed down when you're going from 30 to 75, but like I take that right exit there. So like people going 30 like towards Fort Worth are like down to one lane.
Yep.
But I take an exit and I'm out of the way. But it starts getting backed up around 4 o'clock in the morning.
My GPS is jumping from like 551, 556, 553, 555. It's jumping all over the place. And then I see two police cars downstairs pulling in. Were they there when you were here? There's two police cars in our lobby, and then officers in the lobby. I didn't have time because of the craziness out there on 30 to ask what was going on. But yeah, chaos this morning.
Okay. Yeah, you know, maybe they were after me, and I just got here too fast.
Why would they be after you?
Because, you know, I was maybe I was speeding, you know.
Cavante chopping.
Yeah, although I was in the truck today, and I don't usually speed the truck. I just can't keep the speed up. You know, I just can't keep it. I got to get that thing inspected. I'm overdue. It's got a six on it, on the sticker, 620. So I need to get it done.
Oh, yeah.
So
now, can they?
I'm driving dirty.
I, of course, famously went like 4 or 5 years with the old inspection sticker, and I got pulled over finally, and I was like, how did they see it? And it made me wonder, can they like scan the back of your car for that? Or do they just look at the sticker on the windshield? Because I'm like, there's no way. I would just, you know, make my own sticker, or get a marker, and, you know, commit fraud. And do that, but can they get you off the back as well?
I always assume they could look at your license. If they just run your plates, they would know if you're up to date, if you're paid. That's my assumption.
About a racket, by the way.
Yeah, if they could pick out driving past you on the highway, they could just pick out your
It was
number.
A side road.
Yeah. Yeah, they could pick out your number. Even on a side road, that's still impressive.
Dude, well, I'm telling you, these side roads right here, right out of the station, have had cops, motorcycles there the last 3 days.
Yep.
On both sides of the highway. Alec tells me when he comes in, he's like, be aware of the cops out there.
I thought you were going to get got the other day.
You saw that?
Yeah, the guy.
He was just, he wasn't on a motorcycle at all.
Yeah. Does he have someone behind him in the parking lot to say, sick him, like, go?
So I saw a video about this where the cop was just standing there. There was no squad car. There was no motorcycle, nothing. He was just standing there on the side of the road, and when he shoots your car with the radar, he walks out onto the road. I saw some videos on TikTok. He would walk out on the road, put his hand up to stop you, and make you pull over.
Oh.
And it's like...
And what if you don't?
I guess maybe they have a way to radio in. I don't know. I don't know, right? But that was like, you got to be kidding me. Like that's entrapment. Catch me on the road. Be there with the squad car, and don't hide. Don't be hiding behind a bush.
No, let me see
in
you.
Plain sight. Mm-hmm. In plain sight. Behind those barrels? No.
I assume you're always kind of speeding right there on the service road, leaving the building when you turn right out of the station.
I don't know what the speed limit is on that, though. You know, I was going like 45, so I don't think I was speeding yet. It was because it was still kind of within the first 100 yards or so.
Baseball is using not the IBS, which Choppy may have had this morning. I saw you arrive in studio late with the baby wipes. It's ABS for the All-Star game in Atlanta.
Yeah, so they are going to do robot umps in the All-Star game so that every fan can get a glimpse, basically, of what is going to happen when they actually do implement this. So you're going to see tap it on the head. So a hitter's up there, doesn't like the strike call, taps on the head.
So there's going to be no human behind the catcher?
No, there'll be a human, so he makes a regular call. The ABS is the challenge system, right? So the catcher could tap on the head, the hitter could tap on the head. So you get X amount of challenges per game. And I'm not a robo-ump fan. I've seen too many problems with it because it's going to completely change how we view what a strike is and how we don't. And it's also going to kill the intrigue, like the final out of a World Series, somebody's going to tap on their head.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That to me is like, okay, so now we can celebrate or now we can't celebrate?
I don't know how PitchCom works. Like, I would love someone to take us inside for like the signal and then the communication. And
we
then
use it for Lucas' team.
Really?
Yeah, they use it. So now they use sort of an abridged version where the coach has got a little walkie-talkie and he'll say, fastball away, fastball. And Luca has an earpiece as the catcher.
Oh, my God.
And it'll come into his ear. And
is he hitting the buttons to the pitcher? Or he's just giving the signal?
No, then he gives signals. Right? So that's how they
call it. So they're trying to prevent the theft from the dugout to the catcher? I thought we were trying to stop it from the catcher to the pitcher.
No, yeah, so it's at that level.
And are they really at that level picking up what you're... Well, your coach is
they're starting
coach
to.
Is calling
the coaches are the ones that pick up signs.
Yeah.
Right? The coaches are the ones. So
Luca doesn't call his own games?
No, not you. Not in high school he does. Not on his club team. But so like the and at that level the concern is stealing the sign from coach to catcher. They're usually pretty good at hiding their signs from catcher to pitcher, and there's nobody in the outfield, and the runner on second, they're not that good usually at stealing signs at 15 years old, but at the major league level, it's a button, so the catcher has it and he knows exactly where, you know, what he's memorized what button is what, and it's got the speaker into the hat of the pitcher.
I know y'all covered this a little bit last week, but yesterday, an update with the NFL collusion story. I know there's already people making fun of this as a story out there. Some former sports talk people, oh my gosh, collusion. Nobody cares. No one cares. It will go away. I am, and I imagine you, knowing you, are really worked up and pissed off over this, where Deshaun Watson gets paid. The PA and the league conspire to make sure Lamar Jackson does not and others don't get fully guaranteed money. The next quarterback contracts that came in did not get. To me, this is almost as bad as it gets. Mm-hmm. And I was trying yesterday for a good 10 minutes to think of a punishment that could really rock the league.
I don't know what punishment they could do. Like, as long as there's nothing in writing, like, you know, it's just hearsay, right? I assume, you know, like when Roger Goodell or whoever goes into the league meetings and says, and they all get together, like, we'd be foolish to think that they all don't get together and start talking about this anyway.
Right.
And I think all sports, like when Shohei Ohtani and was going to get his deal, I'm sure a lot of people are like, are we really going to throw 50, 60, 70 million? And then the Dodgers come and blow it away. But I'm sure this happens all across the world, all across the board. And it's crap. It sucks. It sucks that the NFL does this.
But the PA looks like the big loser here because they're working against their own players.
Their own interest. Yeah. And those players' unions, they really say, hey, look, we're trying to help the middle guy. They really help the people at the top. I mean, where do you see a lion's share of the movement in salaries? It's not in position 20 through 53 on a roster. It's the top 10 of your roster. That's where the money's really kind of shooting up at the highest percentage.
So this is executives urging team owners to reduce guaranteed player compensation. Not necessarily coming first from the owners. This is coming from the executives.
It sounds it. Bobby had the story. He was more kind of detailed in this one. This gave me a little bit of tired head too, because it's like, all right, what is the players' association's motive in helping?
Right.
I don't understand that. You know, maybe that somebody smarter than me can figure that one out. I understand why the owners wouldn't want it. I totally get that.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Like, you know, the owners now they do keep raising the salary cap. And they usually raise the salary cap at a higher percentage than they normally do. And I suppose maybe that's the Players Association's motive, is like, hey, we won't push for guaranteed deals. Y'all just keep raising the salary cap by $20 million a year.
You know who does understand it and will come for everybody's head? Mike Florio, the attorney turned football insider from ProFootballTalk.com. He'll join us at 7:20 this morning during the commercial-free expressway, when we also hook you up with Rangers Tigers tickets on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Tolo, y'all. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. We got the payload at 6:40. We got the red zone at 9:20 for your usual football fix. But from picking peas to facing the Lakers in his debut tonight, we get you set for Cooper Flagg and another report of Shredded Luka.
Oh, baby.
Next on Sean and RJ, 6 a.m. Club, just getting started right here on The Fan. From picking peas to a debut tonight in the NBA Summer League against the Los Angeles Lakers, we already told you that Cooper Flagg's debut this evening, the most expensive Summer League ticket on record. Lower bowl tickets, $650. Courtside seats, $2,500 for Cooper versus Bronny.
How about that? That's a big time ticket. It's a big time ticket price. I mean, that's I think it was higher than one of the NBA final games. It's just
OKC.
Yeah, just crazy that somebody would pay that kind of cash for a meaningless scrimmage. Seems high. Seems like a high dollar amount.
U.S. soccer fans got called out for not paying enough.
That's right. $145 is what the cost is to get in the door for a September match that is coming up. And they got called out by Pochettino for, you know, not showing up to the Gold Cup final. So, hey, listen, the American sports fans will pay. They need stakes generally. This is not stakes, though. This is not stakes at all. This is exactly the opposite of stakes. This is not even a regular season game. This is not even a preseason game. This is a bunch of kids out there playing. It's like an AAU game.
I'm triple checking just to make sure that this game is on accessible TV for all of us. And I'm not finding it yet. Pepe, you're going to have to double check me. I got afternoon Summer League. I'm on NBA TV. I got Heat Spurs. I got Cavs Pacers.
Check ESPN. It might be on ESPN.
You think they're going to put it on the main channel?
Yep, there it is. ESPN 2. Couple down, down, down. Summer League basketball there.
It's not it. It's Thunder Nets. Oh,
it's 5:30. Keep going. Keep going.
It says 7 o'clock ESPN tonight. Might be afterwards.
7 o'clock ESPN.
There it is.
Okay, God, they're putting it on the main channel.
Yeah.
They're putting on the main ESPN.
This is how in the
bag. I was looking at ESPN 2. I was looking at NBA TV.
This is how in the bag they are for the NBA.
Wow.
Well, they won't even put a baseball game on ESPN.
We got a Home Run Derby preview show.
I didn't know you needed a preview show for the Home Run Derby that's taking place 5 days from now.
Yeah. What is this, mock draft season? McShay really versus Kuiper, and then there it is. 7 o'clock, Lakers versus Mavericks. Okay, that's even more exciting.
All right, now, how much of that will you actually watch?
Oh, I'll watch the entire first half for sure.
Really? Okay.
Oh, locked in. And you're probably going to have to do it for tomorrow's show as well. Otherwise, I would text Fred and say, get on it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Cooper Flag debut, nothing else going on. You're going to have Rangers, Angels.
90 minutes in, yeah.
And then the Flag debut against Bronny and Cooper Flag picking peas. To tonight.
Let's go back to when he was 11 years old. So all 7 years ago for him. So him and his brother Ace, which by the way, when you're a twin brother,
Ace Flag,
and one of them is named Ace, do you think that was the one the parents were like, this is my favorite, like initially?
Yeah. Nice little lefty throwing peas instead of picking them. He's like
his name is Ace. Mine's Cooper. Like that's not fair.
Oh, it's like Cooper Manning.
Yeah. You know? There you go. So he was working at this place called Thunder Road Farm, picking peas. This is from the Athletic. And Dwayne Price had wrote about the fact that he was picking peas on Mavs' website. But this is a more detailed story. He was very competitive. So what would happen is that they would pay him, this farm would pay him a dollar. They would pay his brother a dollar, him a dollar, and his other brother, Hunter. He gets $1 for every pound of peas that he picked. Okay? Every pound, he got a dollar. The first week, he got over $100. So he picked over $100 worth of peas in week one. And the people who own the farm, they weren't actually sure if they could afford him. They
what? There's a pea cap?
There's a pea cap. There's a salary cap. It's a pea cap. They only picked for about 3 hours in the morning before it got too hot, but he was super aggressive. He was, like, super competitive. He wanted to pick so many peas.
It was a second apron of peas.
He got to the second apron of peas. I mean, they had to do a big-time luxury tax. You know, they came back. They said, you know, you pick so many peas, well, you don't get a glove the next day. You don't get a glove to pick with the next day, okay? We're not going to give you a bucket. You got to keep them all in your pocket. So we're not even going to do that. But they also grew strawberries, potatoes, cucumbers, and corn and pumpkins. So he helped with all that, right?
My mom will be texting me right now saying, remember when you had to do this in the summer? I had to go out my grandmother's garden and can and pick peas and tomatoes. Miserable. Awful.
I don't ever remember seeing
people who love gardening. I put it right there with art. RJ and I don't understand those of you who love and appreciate art. When I see a painting, you know, that looks like the outline of a can in red and it goes for $2 million, that infuriates me. But I'll go with people who like gardening just below art in terms of people I don't understand.
Dude, we have these...
But you kind of love it.
I like yard work, but I don't like the landscaping. To me, the lawn mowing... That's for me.
Push mow?
Push, yeah.
You'd rather the push than the ride?
I would look like an idiot with a riding mower on my tiny little lawn. We had a riding mower when I was a kid. We had 2 acres.
Wow.
We had some land. I don't get the landscaping, the garden. To me, picking weeds in the landscape, I said to Sarah, I was like, come on, that's woman's work.
You
get down there.
Amanda's
that.
Like, oh,
I'm going to mow the lawn.
I'll maintain our garden. Then every year she's bitching at me. Are you going to get the guy to pick these weeds?
Yeah.
Are you going to get I'm like, where's my cilantro? Where's my mint?
Yeah, your cilantro.
Where's my rosemary? You said you were going to garden.
But, you know, like they just reached their hand at anything. We were doing this the other day and she was out there picking weeds in the front yard. in the landscaping area, and she reaches her hand in there, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. There's a wasp's nest that looked at the size of a baseball in there. Get your hand out of there. She goes, I didn't even see it. So I'm out there spraying that thing down with the Spectracide.
Wasp it down. Nest in the garden.
In the bush.
Okay.
In the bush.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know. And then there's another one in the same bush. I was like, I didn't know they went in the bush like that.
I thought they were just in the corners of your concrete.
Exactly.
Of your cement, right, Pepe?
Dude, I had one on my camera. I got an alert when I was I was away yesterday, and it said, hey, you got motion in your back door. I said, "What? I don't have motion in my back door." Yeah. And there's a wasp just looking at me, its eyes, and it's like looking at me saying, I'm after you, man.
Oh, that's creepy.
Jeez. Yes.
So, you know, but anyway, he was sitting there, and he was just picking so many peas, so many other, you know, red potatoes, doing all kinds of crop stuff. Every summer they would hire 15 to 20 people. They didn't think they could afford him the next year. They didn't actually want him to come back because he picked so many. But that's what we're getting. We are getting an all-time world-class competitive pea picker.
KG.
Yes. We are getting the Kevin Garnett of pea picking. He is going to be super competitive. Nothing's going to get by him.
Speaking at his press conference after being acquired by the Lakers, DeAndre Ayton was asked, what's it like to be teamed up with your draft mate? How did the top five of that draft go, or the top four? Top five is probably a little bit unfair.
All right, it went Ayton, one. Trey Young went three. And Luka went five, right? I think that's how it was.
Yeah. But who went two?
Two was Bagley.
Good job, Marvin Bagley.
Four,
really good player, just got paid.
Was Jaren Jackson four?
Nice job, RJ Choppy. Ayton, Bagley, Luka, Jaren Jackson, Trey Young, Mo Bamba, Wendell Carter, Colin Sexton, Kevin Knox, Mikal Bridges, Shea.
That's not a bad draft, man.
No, and that's in order.
That's not a bad draft.
Michael Porter went 14. In that draft, Dante DiVincenzo. I thought Dante DiVincenzo was like 8 years older than that. Yeah,
I mean, those guys.
Grayson Allen.
The funny thing about that draft is that you either hit or you didn't. There's not really, like, until you get to Grayson Allen, there's not really an in-between. Bridge is a really good player. Trey Young is a really good player. Bagley has been a really good player. Jaren Jackson's been a really good player. Obviously, Luka. And then, obviously, Shea. And, I mean, Colin Sexton's had, I mean, that's probably, I don't know, man. Like, that's been a pretty decent draft.
DeAndre said, quote, it feels like a video game, like somebody set it up. I think someone set it up, honestly. It's an opportunity I won't take for granted. Luka is a once-in-a-generation player. Hearing the shape he's in, he's super ripped. I'm finally glad to be on this side while he's doing all of that. I'm truly excited. So there's another report of Luka Doncic being shredded and ripped up for the season.
Dude, he is. He's going to come out there looking all...
Keep him out of America. Keep him out of the United States. If he skips camp, that'll be better for the Lakers.
Man, it's it. He's
keep him
skip
away
camp.
From that RFK food.
Unless they go and they train in, you know, Slovenia, train in Germany or something.
Yeah, they should.
Switzerland, where they ban our food. This is scary.
Revenge
this
body. Is scary. Revenge Luka. Mm-hmm. Colin Cowherd did a little comparison on who he would take moving forward between Luka and Koopa.
Take Cooper Flagg going forward over Luka. Luka has been in the NBA for 7 seasons. That's a grind. And we all know that athletes age differently based on how good a shape they're in. Well, Melo, my comp for Luka, peaked at 28. By 29 years old, his scoring dropped noticeably, was never again top 10 MVP. Melo aged fast. LeBron, at 38, 10 years older than Melo's peak, I mean, he treats his body like a temple. 29 a game, 50% from the field, all-star. So Luka, to me, he's an old 26. And I'm sure he has 4 more peak years. Cooper Flagg may have 12. And Cooper Flagg, day one in the NBA, will be a better defender than Luka. That's not disputable. I look at Dallas today, I look at the Lakers today. Next 5 years, who would you rather be? I would rather be Dallas.
I mean, he is going to be a better defender.
Yep.
That's not really a hot take, I don't think.
Nope. But how much does that really matter?
Exactly. I mean, to Nico, a lot.
Yeah. Someone texted in yesterday, Pat Mahomes better be happy Nico's not the Chiefs general manager.
100%. No doubt about it. You know, it's, I don't know, is it a wild thing to say that over the next 12 years the Mavs will be better with Cooper Flagg? 10 years?
The problem
is we just don't know. It's all upside.
Yeah, but Cooper Flagg is never going to score like Luka Doncic.
No.
He's
no,
not.
No, no.
The question is his defense, his consistent effort, less technical fouls, is that going to make up for Luka's all-time Hall of Fame scoring ability? And is he going to be a better passer than Luka Doncic? Probably not. We know that he'll be a better defender, Flag. We know he won't be a better scorer. I think we know that Luka will be a better passer. So, like, you got to go ahead and wait. That's why I love Cooper on this team when Kyrie is back, which may not be this season, because you can have Kyrie, you can have D'Angelo Russell, you can have Anthony Davis score while Cooper does all the grimy, dirty work stuff that a playoff contender needs.
Let's say Luka averages...
Put it like this. If Cooper Flagg and Luka Doncic were both on the Wizards this year as rookies, this would not even be a conversation as to who the better player and pick would be. It would be Luka, in my opinion, by 3 miles. But this fit for Flagg is perfect, but you're not going to score like Luka Doncic ever.
No, let's say Luka is 29-11-11 this year.
Okay,
all right, it's a good year.
Yeah,
good year, right?
Yeah, it's a good year.
Yeah, he's not scoring 32, but it's a good year.
Triple double,
and Flagg is, I mean, I 19-7-7.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
but he plays much better defense. So he accounts for 7-8 points gained on the defensive side.
Right.
Right? Like,
that's what I'm saying. How are you going
to
measure it?
It's very difficult to measure. Because I don't know if they have a stat.
You have to go to war. You got to go to PER and all that stuff. Now,
I don't know if they have a stat that says points gained defensively. I don't know.
Luka rookie year was, because I know that MFFL is already going to it, 21-8-6. And I've already been asked. You don't think Cooper Flagg can do that? I mean, that's really lofty.
That is lofty for year one.
21-8-6?
Yeah, especially when you're going to have... Now, he's coming into a good team, and it's a better team than Luka came into. Right? It's a much better team.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, what is he going to be asked to do? Luka was asked to score. Is Cooper Flagg asked to facilitate? Is he asked to be a role player? Is he getting the kind of minutes? You know, Luka rookie year, I bet you got 34 minutes a night. Is Cooper Flagg going to get 34? I don't know. I have no idea.
The debut this evening, 7 o'clock on ESPN National TV for Cooper Flagg against the LA Lakers. Why is Peyton Russell disqualifying babies? And Pepe is warning you, don't be a victim of the bag tag scam. It's Thursday at 6:40. That means the payload with Peyton Phillip Russell next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It is Thursday at 6:40. It is time for the payload. Every Thursday at this time. And guys, we start off with this. The next time you're traveling, I hope you're not the next victim of the bag tag scammers. There's always something going on in the airport. RJ talked about it yesterday, the shoes policy. Now you can leave your shoes on. Now we have bag tag scammers. Now, before I get into the story, I want to ask, do you guys ever, when you get done with, you know, you're taking your bags off the, you know, you're claiming your bags after a trip, do you take your tags off right there at the airport, or do you wait till you get home? Because I feel like I thought I wasn't the only one, but apparently I am, that I wait until usually my next trip before I take it off.
Yeah.
It's on there. Like, I think I still have my, when I was coming back from Vegas a few months ago, my bag tags are still on there that say Las Vegas Airport.
Yeah, I let them take it off. Throw it away. Yeah.
You leave it on there so when you check it again, the next trip, they take it off for you?
They do a lot of times. Wow. Sometimes I'll do it. If you do the kiosk.
They'll be annoyed with you. They'll be like, oh, why aren't you doing this yourself?
Right.
But they'll do it. They have to do it.
They have to do it. Or, like, you know, if you do the kiosks, and then now they want you to tag your own bags a lot of times, then I'll just take it off there. But, yeah, I always wait.
Because I guess a lot of people are like, they're, you know, they're
they're taking their bag tags off right after they get their bag. You know, they it's part of their checklist, I guess, before they get in the Uber, before they get in the car and go home. But so a bag tag only has your name and flight info, which doesn't seem very harmful. But what these scammers are doing at the airports are they're digging up the thrown away bag tag in the trash can. I guess people throw them right there by the exits. They go in, they dig up the tags, and it has your name on it, your flight info, and they create a fake email with your name on it and an address, fake address, and a fake phone number, claim that your bag got lost. So like they're reporting it to the airline, hey, this is my flight info and everything, my first and last name. So they have your info and they claim their luggage was lost. So then now a lot of airlines can look it up and say, no, we checked it and it's not here, like it was clearly claimed. But some airlines will just, be lazy, I guess, with it, and they'll reward you with money for it. So people are making money. So it's not like, your info, like Kevin, his identity is not getting stolen. All they have is a little bit of information, but they're taking it and they're using it to their advantage, and they're getting money off of it.
So I'm not really losing anything myself. It's just they're using my tag to get reimbursed. Now, how do they decide what to reimburse you? Is that when you make up?
It's when you make up what was in it.
I have nothing but Gucci and Versace.
Yeah. My dad, he got his golf club stolen back in like the 70s, 80s, whatever it was. And they lost them. And they were like, well, what kind of clubs were they? And he had just gotten into the game. So he just made up like the most, they were Pings. They're brand new Pings.
Yeah.
And they cut him a check. It was like, hey, okay, here you go.
I know this is really a stupid thing to say because criminals travel as well as you see people with, drugs and everything stopped all the time at security. I just assume when I'm in the airport with everyone is safe. When I'm not thinking of any scammer. We're all trying to get somewhere. We all spend a lot of money to travel. Now, maybe you're getting people that don't even fly that day or weekend just going into the airport and doing this. All you got to do is walk into DFW or Love at the baggage claim and I guess dumpster dig for airport tags. But I'm just normally assuming when I'm in the airport, everyone's going through security and I'm naive to it.
Once I threw security, I'm with you. Through security, safe I am in space. A secure area.
Safe space.
I'm in a safe space.
We're all going the same place. We're all done with our trip. We're going home. We're tired of being here. Let's just get our bags and go. That's why I never worry about, is someone going to take my bag? Like, I see it, and I'm, just waiting for it. I'm, I'm not worried about someone really taking it because it's, they usually have their own bags for it. But like you just said, Sean, some of these people are coming. I mean, you can get to baggage claim without having an actual ticket. You don't have to go through TSA or anything.
But when you're in the terminal and you've got your luggage with you and you've got to get up and go to the bathroom, do you wheel your luggage into the restroom or you just leave it there even if nobody is with you?
See, so I've never traveled by myself. I will have to Sunday when I go to the beach all next week.
Well, you go to the beach by yourself?
Well, so Mackenzie and her family, they're actually going to the airport right now. They're flying out today, but I didn't want to take off that many days of work. I'd be out there for over 10 days. I was like, no, I need to be out there for 5 or 6 days.
To where?
Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pensacola?
Her family. I'll be flying to Pensacola, and then I guess Mackenzie will pick me up and take me over there. But yeah, she's from Mobile. Her family's from Mobile, so they have some aunts and uncles have a beach house out there, so we'll be out there for the week. But.
Yeah, I don't think I can't remember the last time I've flown by myself either. It's always usually with you guys.
Yeah.
You guys or my family.
But I think I would take my stuff into the bathroom.
Yeah, I always do.
I'm not leaving it.
I'm not leaving it. Sometimes, I mean, I'm even scared to leave my phone plugged in, to go to the restroom and just assume that no one's going to touch it connected with a wire. But I'm always with these guys anyway while Peyton is back here.
Yeah, I'm back here. Not going to Oxnard this year, apparently. But, so these airline employees, they're just warning travelers, don't take your bag tags off at the airport. Wait till you get home.
It doesn't cost me. I mean, unless you're worried about your info.
Yeah, I guess it's more about the airlines don't want to have to deal with it. They don't have to give out, this money to people that don't deserve it because they're making up all this fake information.
I would kind of want to maybe get back at the airlines for the gouging they do to us and just make it rain. I'll just stand up on top of the conveyor belt and throw my bag tags to anyone who wants them like a bouquet. So it costs the airports money with fake scams.
All right.
I support it.
Last thing here on the airlines. It was an Ask Reddit question, I think, a couple weeks ago. It was what do you want to be illegal? That's not. And I was overbooking airlines. Like, should that be? I think that should be illegal. I don't think airlines should be able to overbook because it's stupid. You got this many spots on a plane. You can't overbook it. And then they're like, okay, now we need people to get off. Like, I know the process of, well, we just want people to buy the tickets, but you can't do that. It's like overselling a concert or a stadium.
Yeah, I do not understand. And they apparently have a really good explanation for it, and I've never bought it. I don't understand the concept of overbooking.
Have you ever been burned by it to where they're like, sorry, you had the ticket, but it's not, you're not getting on?
No, I've never been burned by it. Thankfully.
Well, your priority.
Now I am. Yeah, there's no chance they book me now. They bump me now. But back in the day, and if you book, I think if you book like a basic economy flight, which is like the cheapest, I think those are the ones most likely to get booked, but I don't understand the concept of it. Hotels, same thing. Overbook the hotel. What, I'm showing up, man.
Restaurants do it all the time.
Really?
Well, my wife guilty of it all the time. And you're just going to get bumped if Jerry Jones walks through the door to sit down and eat a Pittsburgh rare steak or some big dog or someone very important. I don't understand it, but people get bumped.
Yeah, like literally the reservation keeps my seat. Like, yeah. That's kind of how this works.
I thought it was going to happen to us in Indy. I was terrified that we're going to get bumped from all the steakhouses.
But you know what?
They just put us in the basement.
They put us in the basement. There you go.
All right. It is the payload every Thursday at this time. Guys, do you remember your kid's first steps as a baby? And I want to hear from the Tolos, the moms and dads, 877-881-1053. Do you remember your kid's first steps as a baby?
You know, I actually don't. And I should, because I'm closer to my kid's first steps than RJ and his two kids. But yeah.
Yeah, your daughter's was like, had to be.
Yeah. Three weeks ago. I don't know if I just remember where I'm like, that's it. Like, I remember her crawling more so than her first steps. They may have taken place at daycare, but it's all just becoming a blur to me. So, no, I don't specifically remember them. And I don't remember the first word from Ollie either. I think it was dada, but I don't have it in the memory.
Yeah, the first word is very, it's very subjective, whether it's a word or a sound.
Yep.
Right,
that's true. Like,
and what you want to hear?
Yeah, yeah. What you want to hear? Absolutely. Yeah,
if they say mama, you're like, no, that's not the first.
Right.
You know, you gotta say daddy.
Exactly.
But so we have these this baby competition, this crawling baby competition. Now we know we've had that sporting events like dog competitions, turtles. You know, they gotta make it from the starting line to the finish line. But we have a baby that took her first steps as a human, but unfortunately it was during a baby crawling competition. The rules for this are simple. You crawl to the finish line first and you win. Emphasis on the word crawl. This baby decided to stand up and start walking, taking her first steps ever.
Wow.
Should the baby have been disqualified from the competition? Look, the rules are rules. Yep. You got to follow the rules. It's crawling.
Yeah, it's crawling.
I know it's an advantage. You know, it's fun. It's cute as you stand up and you start walking. You're like, oh, that's awesome. Disqualify her ass.
I agree. The correct ruling on this is everyone give a standing ovation that the baby got up and took its first steps.
Yep.
But you did break the rules. You cannot win. You're gone. You're out.
Absolutely.
See you later.
Gotta go. Gotta go. The rules are rules, man. You said to crawl, not run, not walk, not stumble.
Yeah.
In fact, I would investigate the parents.
Yeah.
To see if they knew that the baby could actually walk. Ooh, and they're lying about the first steps taking place.
It's like, when somebody commits a crime, it's like, what are the odds this is the first time? Oh, this is the first I've ever sped.
Right. Cavante Turbo just went 97, first time ever.
I've never gone 97 before.
Never traveled with a gun or weed in the car before, ever.
This is the first time you've driven over the legal limit? Oh, this is the first time you've done that?
Right.
Oh, it just so happens this is the first time this baby walked anywhere, but he was able to run?
Yes. Where was this? What state?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember the actual state.
That's all right. So
here,
did they disqualify?
Guaranteed it's California.
Did they disqualify the baby?
I don't think they did. I think that was the debate. They let it slide because the baby, I guess, took some steps and then went back down. But I was like, no, I'm not hating on the baby. I get it. It's all cute.
You said disqualify her ass. That sounds like hating.
Yeah, get her out of here. Baby's crawling and loses, I'm pissed.
I got to take that back. This isn't California. I apologize to California. I don't say that very often. This is Ohio. 100% Ohio.
Why?
They're cheaters.
They're cheaters, man. Ohio. I don't know. Ohio's like, it's just a weird spot.
You've been putting the hate on them this week.
Yeah, Ohio State, very bad fans, terrible fans, very rude. This is Ohio. It's got Ohio written all over it.
One last story here, guys. Prime Day ends tomorrow. Have you guys been busy on the Amazon Prime list? Has your wife been? Oh, RJ.
I mean, there was three packages yesterday at the house. Sarah bought she bought something on Monday. It wasn't Prime Day yet. Prime Day started like Tuesday, right?
Yep.
So she bought something on Monday or Sunday. and it was a blue shirt, like a workout shirt. Same shirt came in the mail yesterday. I was like, what's this? She goes, oh, I bought it, and I'm returning it because I got the same thing on Prime Day.
And what savings was that?
I don't know. It was probably like, it probably went $6, $12. I don't know, right? I have no idea.
God.
But, like, you know, it may have been more. I don't know.
I doubt it.
I don't know. Like, Amazon's so cheap. Amazon is so cheap.
Was the shirt over $12? I mean, it had to be a $6 savings.
I don't know. I really don't know. I really have no idea what it was. But, yeah, so, like.
So she used it, washed it, repacked it?
No, she never washed it. We leave the tags on.
Did she use it?
No, she didn't. She hadn't used it yet.
Okay.
So she was able to return it. I just get the better deal.
All right, I thought she went to the gym in it.
No. The amount of stuff that we have, though, that we have missed our return date. I mean, I could open up my own store.
Really?
It's remarkable.
I was just about to say, you people who are totally fine going back to return packages, that's a beating to me.
Beating.
I'll do anything. Beating. I mean, how easy is it? When I've gone back to return them, I'm still going into a post office and standing in a line. Yeah. The post office line to return, you're not just putting in a Dropbox, right?
No, I mean, you can go to a UPS store, which there's usually less of a line than the post office. It's a beating. You got to find one. And it can't be like a package store. It's got to be like an actual UPS store.
Yes.
And you know, then you got to repackage it, or you don't have to repackage it. You got to keep the original bag it came in. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, Mackenzie is at packages, a couple packages every day. Now that she's already gone to the beach, you know, for the next few days, I'll be in charge of the packages. She has, like, her Amazon wish list stuff for teaching, so, like, she's getting packages left and right from people sending stuff to our house. So it's a beating right now. And, I mean, I'm guessing packages will just be there whenever, you know, we're gone on the beach.
Are you an Amazon Prime shopper for the special day?
I'll look here and there, but it's like if I don't need it, I'm not going to force myself to buy it.
Right.
So that's my thing. But I will get a couple things here and there, I think.
You should have a garage sale, man.
Dude, they have two in the neighborhood every year, and we never sign up for it. We really should. We need to.
That's Amanda's dream. She loves having garage sales.
Oh, dude.
She'll come over and organize it for you.
Bring your stuff that you want to sell. Bring it all over to the house on the driveway. It'll be gone by 9 a.m.
It's the payload every single Thursday at this time. Bobby Belt out on vacation here on DFW Sports Station. Deion Sanders wants an NIL cap and everything else that happened at Big 12 Media Days, a college football kegger. Next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.